Hi, Beatle people. I'm Scott Siegelbaum. Here's your Beatle Breeze for this week on Beatles-A-Rama. The Beatles won a court battle with Sid Bernstein Presents over film footage taken at the famed Shea Stadium concert. Sid Bernstein Presents filed the lawsuit claiming that Beatles manager Brian Epstein had taken custody of the master tapes without permission. The footage was used in several documentaries, such as the 1966 Beatles at Shea Stadium TV special, the 1995 Beatles anthology, Billy Joel's Last Play at Shea in 2010, and Ron Howard's 8 Days a Week film. The court ruled that the Beatles own the rights to the footage. The George Martin 8-episode TV series Soundbreaking, featuring Paul and Ringo and a host of others, has been nominated for a News and Documentary Emmy Award for Outstanding Music and Sound. An all-new Beatles documentary entitled It Was 50 Years Ago Today, The Beatles, Sgt. Pepper and Beyond, will be released on DVD on September 8th. The film features rare archival footage, as well as interviews with Pete Best, John's sister Julia Baird, Tony Bramwell, Patty Boyd, and a host of others. And finally, the Beatles will be immortalized in Liverpool's Pierhead Village as an award-winning sculptor carves life-size images of the Fab Four on a tree trunk. However, the tree trunk sculptures will not be made of Norwegian wood. Check out Beatles Yellow Submarine animator and Saturday Morning Beatles TV cartoon series director Ron Campbell's new website at BeatlesCartoonArtShow.com. I'm Scott Siegelbaum for Beatles-A-Rama.